congregational church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here with us today. We have a number of announcements to get through, and I'm going to start with our moderator, Steve Pierce.
Good morning. Very briefly, I'm sure you all know today is the day of the annual meeting, right after the service at 10:30. It is very important, if you possibly can, to stay and attend the meeting because we have a quorum requirement of 40 so that we can conduct the meeting. You'll be able to have coffee and something to eat. Hopefully we'll get started by 10:45, and the meeting shouldn't be terribly long. There aren't any special items, just the traditional but important ones of election of officers and committees, adoption of the budget, and acceptance of the annual report, the committee reports that are in. So please try to be there if you can. Thank you.
Amy Platt, come forward. Yes. Janet St. Jean, come forward.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Normally I tell her, I'm surprised. So, Janet St. Jean, in case you're visiting, this is Janet, has graciously served as our interim director of Family Ministries and Faith Formation. So thank you, Janet. Janet's term will be ending as of March 1st, but of course she's not going anywhere. She'll be here in a little bit of help because Amy Platt is our new director permanently of Faith Formation and Family Ministries. So Amy's going to need all of our help. Right?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and thank you to Janet for all of your work, for leading the way. Amy, thank you for coming forward. And I look forward to continue working with Janet and to working with you once again. It's the second time our paths have crossed. So thank you. If we have snow on Tuesday and the schools are closed, our office is also closed. If you think you need to do any type of business with Cindy or me, would you please try to do it tomorrow? We will be around, all right? We'll be here in the morning. We'll definitely be here until 1. If you need me in the evening, please just reach out. And that goes for any evening or any time I'm not here. Please just email me. I'll get right back to you. I check the email constantly. Wednesday is Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Judy has something she'd like to share.
Well, I thought I had it all worked out, but now with a storm, and we didn't ask for signups, I think we're going to cancel.
Okay.
I'm up in the air. I really don't know. I mean, you could just listen to see if school's canceled. Won't do it.
Right. School should happen on Wednesday. They think that school may not happen on Tuesday. The storm will be gone. Everything should be cleaned right out by Wednesday. You should be good to go.
It's a lunch, so we have to buy a lot of stuff and make a lot of sandwiches. Of course, I could take them home and that would be good too.
Okay.
All right.
How many of you were planning?
It's a Valentine's lunch.
Was anyone planning to come to the Valentine's lunch?
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but this will be a free lunch.
There are some people planning to come.
Yeah. How many hands again? I want to see.
I like lunch.
Oh, 4 people.
9, 10.
Yeah. All right. You got to look at Channel 40, right?
Yes.
To see if school is canceled, the lunch is canceled. Okay?
Right.
You got it. School is
Very
canceled,
good.
The lunch is canceled. I didn't even hear about the storm until this morning, so I don't know.
Yeah. Also on Wednesday, there will be an Ash Wednesday service at Southwick Village at 3 p.m. in the theater, in the big house, as they call it, in the main building at Southwick Village. I believe anyone could be welcome to come to that. And we'll be at Southwick Congregational Church at 7 p.m. on Wednesday for our Ash Wednesday service to begin Lent. Coming back, Lenten lunches will start on Friday. Lenten lunches begin again on Friday, $8. And they're all going to be meatless lunches. Is that correct, Carol? They'll also bring your Catholic friends. It's okay. Tell them they don't have to worry about the meat issue. On Saturday at 3 p.m., is that what Amy's coming to talk about? What?
Yeah.
Come.
That's my first official duty.
This Saturday is Charlotte's Web. It is a vacation Bible movie, or vacation movie. It will be here on the new giant big screen TV. We have free popcorn and free juice for the kids. It starts at 3 o'clock. So if anybody has children, grandchildren, you really like Charlotte's Web, please come and join us. It is open to everyone.
Thank you. 1 month from today, Guaca concert. How many people in our church are involved with Guaca? Raise your hand if you're the director or singing. I'm not the director. I'm only singing. Sort of. All right, good. That'll be on March 10th, so about almost a month from today, March 10th, out at Second Congregational Church. Everyone is welcome to join us. Speaking of welcoming someone today, we'd like to welcome Scott Bailey as our guest musician this morning. We're very honored to have Scott with us. Are there any other announcements? Miss Alice.
Good morning. I'd like to thank everyone who supported our church group for going to Nobleview Outdoor Center last weekend. We spent Friday night through Sunday morning. We had a great time, and people baked, they supplied meals for us, and we just really appreciate the support. And there's a pair of butterfly earrings that were left there, so if anyone could claim these, I don't know, Jim?
Nope.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your guide. Gathering in this sacred place, we anticipate new wonders each week.
Whether in truth or free, I worship, the Holy Spirit is present.
Open our eyes to witness the fantastic love and wondrous joy waiting to be revealed, even this day, even in this place.
We may not stay in the sanctuary, but when we leave today, may our hearts be open to all the wonders of God's beautiful world.
Join together in the gathering hymn, Thanks to God Whose Word Was Spoken, 536.
Thank you.
joined with Mira in the prayer of invocation is found in your worship guide. Almighty God, giver of life, your light shines in our lives and your glory is revealed through your Son, Jesus Christ. Reveal his glory to us as you did to Peter, James, and John, that we may be filled with his power and our mouths may proclaim his presence forevermore. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. Some journeys are fun, right? Sometimes when we travel, though, it's not necessarily for a good reason. But it's out of necessity that we may have to go someplace. Today, in our church school classes, we are going to take a look at how the Israelites journeyed, not because they were going on vacation, but because they needed to move and they needed to go someplace else so that they could be free. And on this side, we're going to take a look at something as part of our project. And tell me the name of the book again. A word is in there.
Follow the Drinking Gourd.
Follow the Drinking Gourd talks about another group of people, slaves in the United States, who moved from one spot to another so that they too could be free. Freedom is so important to us. It allows us to worship God openly as we so choose to do. And it allows us to be people to make our own decisions and to live where we want to live, how we want to live. Freedom is key. And that's what you're going to really start deep diving to in church school today. So please, before you go off and to do that, I ask you to join me in prayer, please. Loving God, thank you so much for the gift of freedom that we enjoy, particularly through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon our young people and their instructors as they learn your ways into freedom and into the world. We ask all this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And please, those who are going to church school. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing clearly the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Or we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and as ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, light will shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading from Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God will come and will not keep silence, before whom there is a consuming flame, and round about whom a raging storm.
God calls the heavens and the earth from above to witness the judgment of his people.
Gather before me my loyal followers, those who have made a covenant with me and sealed it with sacrifices.
Let the heavens declare the righteousness of the divine cause, for God, God alone,
our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Mark's gospel. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them to a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling bright, such as no one on earth could brighten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Every knee shall bow.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Are you any good at keeping secrets?
No.
No? How many people said no? They're not good at it. I'm okay. I'm usually pretty good. Up to a point. But then I get a little too excited. Anybody good at secrets up there? No? You're not any good at it, keeping secrets?
No.
Eh? All right.
Normally forget about it.
Say it again?
Normally forget about it.
I can't hear what he's saying.
Normally forget about them, so.
He normally forgets about them. Okay. Well, that's good, too. Nothing wrong with that. So, I have sort of a secret for you, but it's really not a secret, but I'm going to tell you anyway. What the kids are doing upstairs is they're also getting something ready for us for February 25th. And they're going to kind of take over the service on February 25th. So they've been drumming, so the drums will be down. It should be very good. And it's a great way for us to tell good news about getting things out. In today's gospel, there is a line that Jesus said, and it shows up in all four gospels, but it shows up particularly in Mark's gospel, where Jesus says, don't tell anyone about this until the Son of Man has died and is risen from the dead. In theological circles, all right, in theological circles, this is called the messianic secret. There, you're going to feel like you went to grad school today. Messianic secret. Don't tell anyone about the Messiah. Can anyone tell me? You're all in my classroom right now. So is there anyone who could tell me why Jesus would even say such a thing? Don't tell anyone. Can you think of why? Say it again. He thought they would kill him or the followers. Remember, let's go back a couple of weeks ago, and I'll keep telling you this, it's okay. But we talked about to whom Mark's gospel was written originally. Remember, persecuted Christians in Rome. They were the people who were in jail because they professed their faith. They let the secret out. And that's the thing that Jesus thought might happen. People weren't ready to hear it yet, but they could tell it afterwards. So those early Christians could tell the story of Jesus. They could explain that, and they could tell that transfiguration story to show the glory of God through the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Putting the whole Trinity in there for you today. So, they needed to be able to do that. That's why they were in trouble in the first place. But Mark's gospel kept showing them the glory of the resurrection and how they would live with Jesus forever. Yes, you're going to suffer. Yes, this is going to happen. But look what's going to happen for you at the end. All will be well. Therefore, in Mark's gospel, that messianic secret is uttered a few times. Don't tell anybody yet. That's probably why, in my humble little opinion, he only took a few of the disciples up there with him. You bring all 12, well, someone's going to talk. So you pick the three who probably were the best secret keepers, if you will. Well, you know what? Even for us today, in 2024, the secret is out. And it is certainly okay, and it's our right and our command to tell the good news. We are called as Christians to spread that gospel message. We are called here at First Congregational Church today to tell the good news through our annual meeting even. It's going to be a quick meeting. Do you know why? We're in good shape. Things are pretty good. Things are very good. People are coming to see us. People are staying when they come. We're moving, we're going on the right track. We're doing things. We're spreading the gospel message. We're spreading it through. I witnessed firsthand. I got to stay in Blessed Vibes for about an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday. And I saw people in action there. I see people in action on Mondays at noontime as we're feeding the hungry. I see people when we go over to the community table and we feed people there. I see things happen in daily interactions in this building when I am here, just when visitors come in. We're spreading that good news through our actions. And because God has gifted us, and we have truly been blessed with great resources and great people to help protect those resources, we should be in a position to do this for a very long time. What does that mean for us? That means, I think today, on Sunday, February 11th, yeah, we can celebrate. And we can take a look at it, and we can look at the annual report and say, we've done all these wonderful things. You got one day. That's it. Today, because tomorrow we get up and we go back out and we start doing it all over again. We spread the gospel message. And we have people who are different on committees. There will probably be new ways in which we do that. I'm very excited to have Amy in this position. Janet paved the way. She did awesome. We couldn't have asked for a better paver. But to have, when you have new people in positions, you kind of wait and see, they bring a whole different type of enthusiasm. I don't know if you saw the letter or the pastor's message in the February newsletter. If you didn't, it's probably not something, ooh, well, let's see what Paul wrote today. Oh, I can't wait. I don't think anybody's doing that when they get that newsletter. But that's how I'm going to share it with you, just a little bit of it. You know, I've been here for over 2 years. I'm starting year number 3. On this hand, I feel like I just got here last week. I'm yep, which means I have all kinds of enthusiasm. I'm ready to go. On the other hand, I feel like I've been here for 15 years. It hasn't even been that long, but only because I'm so familiar with everybody and have grown to love what I do here. Don't worry, I'm not leaving. I'm not setting up for anything like that. But I want to concentrate on this hand that had the enthusiasm. That said, we have so much more to do. Because Jesus Christ died for our sins, rose from the dead, and we're left here to spread that good news in all different types of way through the resources that we have available to us so that we can bring new people in, so that we can, not just because, oh, we want to say we have more people in church than anyone else. No. That's not it. But to allow people to revel in God's unconditional love for them that comes to us through the Son, that comes to us via the Holy Spirit, and our need to make sure that that message gets out. The secret is out. The messianic secret is no more. No one's coming for us because we profess our faith. Today, at the annual meeting, let's celebrate who we are right here at First Congregational Church. Let's celebrate the good work that has happened and continues to happen through every single department and facet of this place. Through the beautiful music that we have each week, through the different ministries that we have, our world missions, our thrift shop, Franklin Ave Elementary School, bringing things out to Westfield State, bringing things to the food pantry, even to the Westfield Theater Group. Why not? Let's let the message that Jesus Christ is Lord be spread throughout all of the greater Westfield area. The secret's out. It's okay to tell it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever so mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We pray for members and friends of our congregation, but also we turn our attention to things that are happening in the world, because we pray for Israeli and Palestinian citizens who are caught in the turmoil in the Middle East. We also remember Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Anne, Jeff, Dave, Don, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay Majika, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert. And remember our friends in senior care and rehab facilities for Nancy, Joan, Betty, Bob, Barry, Leslie, and Linda. We also remember those prayers that are known only to us and God that remain in the silence of our hearts. May God be with you. Please pray with me. Almighty God, before the passion of your Son, you revealed his glory upon the holy mountain. Grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross. Indeed, O Lord, give us the vision to see beyond the turmoil of our world and to behold him in all his glory. Loving God, at the holy mountain we open our eyes and we see Jesus, the months of ministry transfigured to a beam of light, the light of the world, your light. May your light always shine on us. Speaking God, we open our eyes and we see Moses and Elijah with Jesus, your word, restoring us, showing us the way, telling a story, your story, his story, our story. May your word always speak to us. Creator God, we open our eyes and we see mist,
the cloud of your presence, which assures us of all we do not know and that we do not need to fear. Teach us, O God, to trust in you. Loving God, merciful God, we open our eyes and we see Peter's constructions, his best plans, our best plans, our missing the point and our missing the way. Forgive us of our foolishness and our sin. Holy God, we open our eyes and we see Jesus not casting us off, but leading us down, leading us out to ministry, to people. Help us to share his love, your love. And loving God, hear our prayers not just for ourselves, but our prayers for one another at this time. Our prayer that they who are lost might be found, that they who are lame might walk, that they who are sick may be healed, and those enslaved may be set free, and those that mourn may be comforted. O God, at your holy mountain we open our ears and we hear your voice saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." We give you thanks and we pray in his name that we might always do your will and hearken to his voice, both on the mountains and in the valleys of life. We pray this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us offer ourselves in service to those God loves. Let us offer our sacrifices to build community, bring peace, and to be a double blessing to those in need throughout the world. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
Transfiguration, we stand in awe of the glimpse of your glory revealed on the mountain. Just as Peter, James, and John witnessed the radiant presence of Christ, we, too, are transformed by your love and grace. As we offer our tithes and offerings, may these gifts reflect the warming light of your love in our lives. Amen. Christ be with you and never leave you, and may the Spirit renew the image of God within you. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.